blank canvas. This world's no blank canvas, but that's all they show us. Like Andre and Jordan's, are they, aren't they? They're only flirting with publicity and fucking the brains out of their audience. I can hardly contain my indifference. I'm a poet, get me out of here. And as to who will win, it won't be us, that's for sure. From the real world of Coke to the Hutton Uninquiry, Bukowski said it, there's nothing left and it's getting less than nothing all the time. So let's bleed that canvas dry and start to paint our own. And what would yours say? Because brothers and sisters, that's what I really want to show. Because I have a recurring suspicion that we're replicants or brains in vats. And like Decker, I keep seeing clues that my dreams are not my own. Origami, my little ponies, left in my path. So first we need some therapy to stop us disassociating from the naked lunch of the real by plugging into the national synaptic gridlock. Like the aptly named Radio 1 10-hour takeover, where you, the listeners, choose exactly the same songs that we, the DJs, choose, that you, the record companies, paid us to. Roll us a fat one. And the only consolation is that a nation comatose by this culture, sold out and flatlining, is better than us actually engaging in it. Imagine the horror, if you can, of actively watching, say, Big Brother, with your brain switched on, and truly contemplating what's on the end of your fork. The only vaguely human occupant of the Big Brother Hall of Mirrors was the one who escaped. And for that moment, a million minds blinked on and were with him over that fence before sinking back into the torpor of watching extraordinarily boring people talking exclusively about themselves. And therapists have a name for how we cope with that. Limpid torpor, or the dead mouse reflex, when we're frozen by a horror so intense or life-threatening that for survival our brain disengages and we play dead. So never attempt to snap out of that monged out state when the TV seems to be watching you more than vice versa. That impression of the undead you're doing, that thousand yard stare, could just be saving your life.